With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Trump administration has issued a warning to states about gender ideology content in their sex education materials. Andrew Gardeson is with the Administration for Children and Families at HHS.
We put 40 states on notice after reviewing their materials and said, if you don't correct these materials, if you don't fix this curriculum and take out the ideological bent that's poisoning the next generation's minds, then you're going to lose your federal funding.
He explains.
We reviewed all the curriculum that's being used by the states, and what we found is that these materials aren't either medically accurate or age appropriate. They're ideological. They teach children as young as kindergarten in some states that boys can be girls and girls can be boys.
Hundreds of National Guardsmen are making public areas some of the safest parts of Washington, D.C. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick says President Trump's crime initiative in the nation's capital was badly needed.
Bringing back order to Union Station. I remember you coming in Union Station 30 years ago. It was beautiful. Beautiful restaurants, shops, and now there's is homelessness and drug addicts, and you're scared to walk through them. My daughters, come to D.C. to visit. I'm afraid for them to walk through Union Station.
The Republican made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Russia has launched a large aerial attack on southern Ukraine 2 days after an airstrike on central Kyiv, killing 23 people. Officials say a residential building was hit, killing at least one civilian and wounding 28 others. Meanwhile, U.S.-led peace efforts appear to have stalled. Ukrainian President Zelensky has expressed frustration over Russia's lack of engagement in peace talks, but President Trump believes three-way talks involving Russia's Putin, Zelensky, and himself will still happen. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be packing his bags soon.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Belgium next month. Graham will preach the good news at the ING Arena in Brussels on September 27th. He will be joined by a number of Christian recording artists, and the event is free for anybody who wants to attend. This will not be Graham's final foray outside the U.S. this year. He is also scheduled to hold another gospel festival in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on the weekend of November 7th and 8th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Indonesia have closed a small church in West Java without warning and have expelled the evangelist who was ministering there. Emmanuel Prayer House was serving about 100 local Christians. There's not another church for miles around. Indonesia is mostly Muslim, but violence against the Christian minority has so far been rare. This is SRN News. A suspended Little League's bat sells for big money.
The bat tossed in the air by a New Jersey Little Leaguer to celebrate a home run that earned him a suspension was sold for nearly $10,000 at Golden Auctions. All proceeds from 12-year-old Marco Rocco's signed bat will be donated to the program he plays for, Haddonfield Little League. The auction drew 68 bids. Marco's bat flip on July 16th in the final of the Little League sectional tournament resulted in an ejection, a one-game suspension, and a legal fight. But his father took Little League to court and won an emergency temporary restraining order that allowed Marco to play. I'm Julie Walker.
Nobody won the billion-dollar jackpot in last night's Powerball drawing, so the winning ticket will be worth an estimated $1.1 billion in tomorrow night's drawing. This is the fifth largest Powerball in games history. More details at srnnews.com.